we're doing it. Lens, the soldiers of Dynasty are on top.
I want to thank all the daughters of and sons of and cousins of and fellas who are the heads of TDs we've had for decades and still got elected out of what a country in terms of...
Nothing has changed. Everything is worse than ever, and somehow we're the winners, genuinely.
No, don't give me the bumps again, because me chakra is in bits after riding that buffalo and McCroom.
And now that the election's over, Daddy Michal, are you going back to being cranky and tetchy?
Who said that? Oh, have some respect.
Me.
Sorry, it is you, Minister Chambers. Yeah. I can't be cranky with you at all,
Our Director of Elections, give him the bumps. Yes.
But would that be offensive now on account of his situation?
Oh, what do you mean, my situation?
Director of Elections and as Minister for Finance.
Yeah.
He'd be responsible for breaking all our promises in power again.
Yeah. Wait, what? You mean we're not going to be...
slashing the USA?
Increasing social welfare every year?
Childcare at 200 quid a week, me aye.
Legalising drugs, come on!
But the manifesto
and is... writing manifestos really is like doing New Year's resolutions when you're...
Floated!
Merry on two glasses of warm Beamish after staying up till 11:30. 11:30? Wildly.
Oh, Jesus.
What about setting up a new department for domestic affairs?
Oh, God, no, we will. We need that to promote some re-elected gobsheen like, I don't know, Timmy Dooley or...
I, as a representative from his golf course county,
here we go.
I am best placed to be the government's liaison officer with President Trump himself.
Timmy,
will you attach himself to the story about the Russian spy? Trump would love that.
I have not now, nor have I ever been.
Stop the blackguarding, though.
Daddy Michal, we are going to be doing the tax credits for the gym membership, surely.
I'm sure we need that for a few of our own, lads. On an unrelated matter, well done, Dazzle O'Brien.
Yeah, I can't believe we're going back in. Oi, Bags, justice. Dara, gets it done. Plus, me neck circumference is serving big Garda energy. What?
Boss, what are we going to do with that Fine Gael shower and the Buachal Donna who is rude about you?
Oh, yes.
No rotation.
Stop, things they said about us, that our economic policies were written on the back of a matchbox and would wreck the country.
Been there, done that, like, no. We rose above the fray created by Helen McEntee and the cranky little boy who bursts his energy.
Whereas you looked really statesmanlike.
On the buffalo.
I made very big sacrifices to get where I am. I stood inside a supermax, burned my suit afterwards, of course. I shook hands with savages. Ooh. Savages.
Of the type that eat their dinner in the middle of the day. Yeah. More like out of their hands, going by the 300 gallons of hand sani the boss used.
At a jumping jeepers, the things I witnessed. I've seen people eating things that could insulate an attic dried out.
The greens are gone now. We don't have to insulate attics anymore.
That's right. Wiped out for delivering on their promises. And the hated return deposit scheme and the empty cycle lane.
All of which will be there forever now.
Or when the seas boil over and flood the country, the paddies will still be there in the apocalypse, queuing with a sack of empty bottles of 7-Up for half a euro a week. 7-Up!
The important thing is that I've declared the deadline date of Trump's inauguration to have a government formed in terms.
Important to have to do diligence of a new government in place by then.
Vital.
Consisting of 80% of the same faces.
We won't have to deal with the Greens this time, delivering on their ideology. No. We'll just have the grisly bits left over from Labour this time. And we will be their matchbox, helping to set fire to all of their principles.
Yeah, well, wait, that's just what Fine Gael did in 2011 to 2016. We are the same after all.
Sure, isn't that what Ireland always wanted, young fella?
What?
To go inside, hungover into a warm snug and a wet day in the sticks. Jesus. And look at the man in charge behind the bar. The very fella who got you langer the night before in the first place. And you tell him, I'll have the same again, my good man.
She's a portlet. Yes.
So come on. Give me the bumps to fix.
Well, there you go, politicos. My party did really, really well after everybody wrote me off. They wrote me off.
No, they didn't. You were leading the polls on 27% 8 weeks ago. We expected to win.
My party was always in an uphill struggle. We won a very, very significant vote. Well, Sinn Féin, there was no surge. They lost a lot of votes. Loads of votes. They were
black. You had an approval rating of 55 points that crashed to 27 and said you were a new energy bunny. You're roadkill.
My party has won a very decisive victory for the centre and I'm proud.
The only centre we're talking about is the middling performance by the middling man who piddled all his energy in the middle of a supermarket floor in Kentork.
No, we increased our seats.
By the seat of your pants, plus the doll got bigger, so even a flop gets more TDs.
My party is truly a force for the future.
You did just as badly as the Varadkar disaster 5 years ago, and I noticed you stopped saying new energy too. Subtle nod to failure there.
This country clearly wants a more vibrant, more vibing TikTok Taoiseach, but also a more caring one who apologises for Harris mishaps when they...
You finished far behind a 64-year-old crank from Cork whose idea of a good time involves a handful of walnuts and herbal tea. That's your legacy.
And I'm about to lead my party into
our party.
My party, I'm important, into a historic fourth term in office.
Yeah, rejected by 80% of voters. And that's only the ones who showed up. The rest were busy emigrating or dying from your health service.
I don't know what you're complaining about. You're going to be a minister. A minister, Pascal.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo. I'm going to be in cabinet again. I'm so happy. This is my happy voice. I don't want to be in cabinet. Madam von der Leyen, for the love of Jedi, call me.
We have all the best talent in my party. The best team. There's me, you, Helen Thing. There's who else is there?
Patrick Bike Shed O'Donovan, Peter Laugh at the Teacher's Bork. That's it. We've novice TDs, but no one's ever heard of them. It's like an afternoon lineup of tryouts on 2FM.
We've a score of brand new TDs.
All of them frightened and unfit for broadcast. No better than 20 new Alan Farrells, who lost his seat.
Fresh, bright young talents.
Like Willie Aird from Leash, born in the 1960s. Finally a TD in time for his bus pass.
People thought this party, my party, was over, but they ain't seen nothing yet.
We're doomed. We're trapped in a loathed coalition government, no matter how many times the electorate smacks us around like we're on a night out when John McGahan walks by.
Oh, hi, caretaker Teesh.
Hello, caretaker what? I mean, yes, Jennifer, good to see you. If you're looking for your eyebrows, I think I saw Barry Ward clinging to them to grab a seat.
They simply went gallivanting the minute I became the first TD elected in the country. I stormed home, and just like that,
what?
So many people are wishing me well in cabinet.
In cabinet? I couldn't possibly guarantee you.
Of course you'll be in cabinet. Who else do we have? We're so bereft, a bag of cabbages would get a portfolio.
Don't mind him, he's being peevish Pascal today.
No,
must dash.
What?
All my fans are waiting. Laters!
What do you think? Do you think our brows will eventually orchestrate a heave? And...
Oh, don't mind me. Just picking up me last few bits.
Heather.
Did anyone see me framed letter from His Royal Highness, the Duke of Emmyvale? I think I left it...
You also left me a fine mess. Thanks for nothing. Nothing!
It wasn't my fault, you wee scutcha. Yon video in Cantork was your they're eating the cats.
No, no, no.
They're eating the dogs moment, hey.
Well, actually, the man who said that won his election, unlike the Simon Slump and Harris Flophop here.
Wow. How dare you?
Aye, but you see, Trump's very tough, though. He got up after the bullet, whereas this lad was wiped out by a single Mary Lou A-roll.
What?
You watery wee git, you.
No, actually, I was on the phone with Donald Trump being ignored for 2.5 minutes, and after he hung up, I kept talking for 5 more minutes as the videographer was still recording. The point is this. I'm important, and RT should have blocked the video.
Look who's cranky now, hey.
I won the election. I won it. And I can rotate. I would demand parity of esteem. Parity of esteem.
Michal won't even give you the steam of his rotation.
Parity of esteem.
Aye, the only thing Michal will be rotating is his middle finger in your direction.
That's not true. That's
I'm
not
off
true.
Home to wait for me OBE. Bye-bye.
Everybody else stay here.
No, I'm off to wait 5 more years before I can escape this gilded misery to truly cash in on selling out housing for a generation. So toodles, loser.
I'm not a loser, I'm a winner. A winner, I tell you. I tell you all. Oh, God.
They said it was the dullest campaign for years, and it ended in a class of concussion. Fine Gael and Sinn Féin sort of losing, while Fianna Fáil eked out an Italian 90-style scoreless draw victory. The lowest win in the lowest turnout in the history of this woebegone state. The main policy focus, housing stupid. Also, stupid housing policy.
The last time house prices went down, we were in power. It's a fact. Unfortunately, the whole economy went down with them. So you could say, you know, we're still just working out the kinks, like, in terms of...
Well, I mostly think of those worst affected, mainly Owen Murphy, who was our last Minister for Housing. He didn't end up homeless now, but the job destroyed his mental health, and he sold a book about it. How he managed the resilience to stay on in that 200 grand a year job, I'll never know. What a hero.
The 500,000 18 to 34-year-olds living at home with disappointed parents didn't turn out. Or maybe they voted for smaller parties. Not the Greens anyway, watched by retiring Minister Eamon Ryan, who gets to cling on as a caretaker minister now for 2 months. Unbelievable. Much like a time-lapse map of the Amazon rainforest, the Green Party is rapidly disappearing. I mean, whether it can bounce back is another question. And as for the Greens, it's not looking much better either. Alternatives to the three main Quarehawk parties were limited. Ain 2 promised amenities for asylum seekers be made available for Irish people in need. As if the tramps would be queuing up to stay overnight in a damp tent in Thornton Hall, miles from anything, and with just the screams of foxes to keep them company. No wonder Ain 2 rhymes with ain't a clue.
I was the candidate for change at that, but the voters said, Leave it now. Leave it, please, now.
Jerry the Monk Hutch provided all the colour in the race, portraying himself as a man of the people who cares deeply about the area he lives in. Unfortunately, that area is Spain, where he's not a citizen, so he ran in Dublin Central instead. He failed to get elected after he went on a podcast where we heard his voice for the first time, and it turns out he's like if Kermit the Frog was cast in Fair City.
Who are you looking at?
It wasn't all bad for voters hoping to see people with convictions elected. Desi Ellis and Michael Lowry were returned comfortably. The far right, though, had a devastating day as their Twitter followers didn't turn up at the polling station. Maybe because they're Russian bots, lads. Celebrities also flopped, but Grainne Seoighe will get a seat after all. On a daytime telly couch between Tommy Bow and an influencer who can't read a teleprompter. It could be worse though, Grainne. You could be out here in the rain, listening to the same gobshites for another half decade, refusing to learn anything.
Thank you very much for your question, but I refute any suggestion that Fine Gael are out of touch, or that we are the belittling bourgeoisie. By the way, that means middle class. Yes, I read a lot of books.
Well, it's very clear that my party's always been devoted to reunification of the left, something that's meant so much to me for, the last 2 days of the campaign or so.
In summary, the Irish voters took advantage of the Black Friday sales, getting 2 used-up parties for the price of 1. And so Simon and Micheál will be getting back together after their little tiffs and a 3-week breakup. It's the trashy, predictable Christmas rom-com that we've all been waiting for. Micheál Lehan, the fact that journalists live for this sort of thing proves the banjax state of the mental health services. RTE News.
Yes, indeed, Barry Lenehan here, coming to you from the eye of the storm, the ground zero of the bleary, the captivating chaos of the Count Centre. To the right of me, withered tallymen leaning horizontally over cattle barriers. To the left, the cunning counters on what appears to be their 15th tea break of the morning. Joining me is Paddy the Flick, a veteran.
Jeez, I'm wrecked today. The hands are falling off me.
You've been counting since what time today?
Oh, I've been here since the crack of 9:30.
Right.
There's been a fair few injuries out there already. A few elastic bands have gone snap here today, Barry. A lot of paper cuts from unfolding the ballots. We thought the tea machine was broken for a while. That'd put the whole thing kaput. Absolute carnage.
It is taking a while, though.
We're giving it our all out here. We're soldiering right to the bitter end of the shift.
Right.
Oh, jeez, we might pause for lunch and then we'll have suspiogs for sandwiches and dippy biscuits. But we will not stop until we have this tiny count done in a record 3 to 5 days. Come on, Ireland!
Okay.
Do you want a sandwich or anything?
No, thank you. I just see there's been 3 more boxes open in a whole hour. Many now worried that if the pace continues like this, they could miss the 8 o'clock mass. Michael O'Leary, you would prefer to see a bit of a Brustigorov, is that right?
Well, even you from Pravda FM can tell this is an absolute joke. I mean, it took Cavan Monaghan 26 hours to do 1 count. Have their pay and get them to work through the night. They must be teachers they're going so slowly. Pack of paper puncher humpers, a lot of them. If I was in charge, you get smaller boxes for Pete's sake, no bigger than one would fit under the seat in front of you. Refuse to count anything larger. Charge the electorate 40 quid for boxes that are too big for the overhead bin. That'd be the whole thing up, and then sell some scratch cards to those tally idiots.
Moving on to those tally tickers, one here of note is Mick Hammer O'Reilly, now 89 years of age, still using the same pen he inherited from a second cousin of Michael the Bullet Collins.
Yeah, so looking here, seeing the transfers now.
Transfers.
And how the transfers are transferred.
Right.
And the preferences will be transferred once the transfers are transferred, like.
Thanks for that. Now, the real rock stars, the ones who keep everything running slowly, are the returning officers. I'm joined now by Banbrida McInredney Hurawan. Hi.
I am delighted to be here on RTE.
Right,
Radio
we don't
1.
Have a lot of time.
Lenehan.
So
Barry,
if you can,
non-party on 88.5.
There's no need really to
M.
If you can,
that's
oh my god,
88.5.
Right,
FM.
Now I just want to ask you,
A hooked?
You really love teasing everyone with a halting piece of announcing results. It's a tradition of torture going back decades. Is that right?
Oh, I get off in a little bit. The whole room gets het up when I start to kerfuffle at the microphone. The hum goes up, you know?
Really?
Then I just tap on it a bit and sit down again. Oh. I give them an awful ragging. It's terrible, really. Once it took me so long to announce a single count where nobody was elected.
We have to leave it there, Breeder. We're going for another count on the other side of the hall.
5,638. 5638. Coig a she a three gusahocht. The number of cups of tea consumed since lunch. As no lattes were selected during this count, I hereby order the distribution of the low fat milk for mochas and hot chockies.
What a wonderful little nation we are. Barry Lenehan absolutely bursting for the jacks. RT News.
Some whore was vaping. That's why the alarm just kept
going. All right, my merry lunatics.
Oh, here she is, everyone.
The people's Taoiseach.
Up the rack!
Sorry, are we doing the Spin Féin thing here as well? I thought all that we lost, but we won stuff was just for the cameras. I mean, we're spinning so hard, it's giving me vertigo.
Aye, the Late Late did her job for us when they had us winning the exit poll.
A few have noticed that we're down 5% and finished third.
Chucking our lol.
Aye.
You're right. I mean, my own vote is down 16%. What am I like? Mm-hmm. My running mate flopped harder than a toy show musical, and I wasn't even elected on the first count.
Well, I got the largest personal vote in the whole country.
It was exciting up there, to be fair.
Donegal hasn't had this much coverage since Sarah Jessica Parker bought a holiday home.
I got elected on the first count, and I'm bringing in a running mate by.
Sames, and I had to contend with the other Oh No Bryn.
I even won more force preferences than you, Mady Lou.
Oh, right. Yes, well, there's no need to rub it in. What about our other candidates? Any liabilities I need to know about?
Me running mate is a nephew of Dublin Jimmy Boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great. I can see Fiona on the forehead's front page splash already.
Mm. In positive news, we utterly cannibalised most of our defectors.
That's right. Violet Ann Wynne might need to change her name to Violet Ann Lose.
She crashed by 96% to 310 votes.
That's Lord Bucketface territory, hon. Oh, yeah.
But Brian Stanley did romp home.
Oh, yes.
Yes, well, it's your funeral, Leash.
Yes.
So anyway, what's the game plan? Performative government formation talks, even though we've no notion?
Well,
I mean, do I get to meet Richard Boyd Barrett for pizza and Dunleary? That's all I care about. I can't wait.
Precisely, and then we scold the two largest parties for, quote, keeping us out of government. Locking us out would be better.
Yes,
actually.
A lockout sounds more socialist.
Is there anything to be said for the victory rally?
Oh my God, I'd love to.
Well,
but imagine if we had built a left alliance rather than half-arsedly telling people to vote PBP the night before the election.
It's a pity. If we had a leader who had a clear grasp on our housing policy.
Excuse me?
You watch it, O'Brien.
What?
The boss is staying as boss.
Despite her massive vote slump.
Hello?
You too, Doherty.
Why, what did I say?
Look,
I didn't.
It's fine, Louise. I know everyone is thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Will she stay or will she go? Why is she so ecstatically dancing after the electorate swiped left in us?
Right.
And why is Pierre suddenly constantly by my side in all my social media posts?
What the hell?
You mean?
Say it ain't so, Mady Lou.
Wow.
I can't live if living is without you.
All I will say is the following.
Shh.
I'm making like the Disney Plus show beloved by centrists and saying nothing.
What?
Malu out.
What?
I meant from this meeting. Relax.
Oh, right.
Good evening. You're watching CNN World Report. We go to election results in Ireland. Our correspondent Donny O'Sullivan is watching closely. Donny, which way did the pendulum of democracy swing where you are?
Well, if anything, Anderson, it looks to be staying still.
Right.
Status quo is the phrase of the weekend, as well as being the favourite band of the people who voted for the two main parties for the second century running.
Okay, I'm reading reports that Sinn Féin, a party with terrorist links, according to Disney Plus, has achieved a large share of seats. I presume some sort of military coup is expected. Are you staying safe, Donny?
Or the only thing feeling unsafe right now are the seat of the pants of the Green Party leader. Sinn Féin won't feature in government, so it's likely we'll have another coalition with a rotating Taoiseach or Prime Minister.
Right, well, neither our current or incoming president would have the motor skills to rotate, unless they're falling downstairs or swinging at a garbage truck door. Another worrying development, Donny, is that of gangster figure Gerard the Monk Hutch. He's winning a lot of votes, but how did the man of the church turn this bad?
Well, the church used to be the gang here, in fairness, but sure, look, a criminal winning winning popular support shouldn't be much of a stretch for American viewers. Zing!
Is it correct to say, though, that extremism is on the rise there? I mean, just a cursory glance of Irish social media shows the word QAnon appearing in a lot of profiles.
No, that's a name, Anderson. It's pronounced Queveen.
Oh.
And he's more likely to be an underpaid teacher who takes out his rage on bottles of craft cider and a done deal shopping account at 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
than to propagate deranged conspiracy theories online.
Another worrying development is the prospect of, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, a hung Dale. Who is Dale? What on earth did he do to deserve this?
Well, it's pronounced Dahl, actually, and that's a reference to the parties not being able to form a government easily.
Uh-huh.
Neither of the two main parties want to engage with Sinn Féin, and they continue to pretend they're very different.
And are they?
Well, in the same way that Diet Coke and Pepsi Max say they're nothing like each other. Maria.
Bless you. Now, how likely is a peaceful transfer of power in Ireland? Will Simon Harris accept this result lying down?
No, he's probably going to be standing up in order to briefly vacate his seat for Micheál Martin. And after that, it remains to be seen.
Could he perhaps launch an attack on the Irish Capitol buildings, as he has tons of social media followers, much like Trump did?
No, most of those followers don't actually like him. They're just there to watch the carnage.
Right.
Much like people driving slowly past an overturned lorry that's caused a giant taco sauce spillage on the M50.
Donny, you've been great.
Donny O'Sullivan, home from the Spuds, Ireland, circa 1973, again.
Okay, right, by way of beginning, I am here as part of my commitment. I'm very, very committed to sit down with like-minded left-wing parties. But until they get here, the Social Democrats will have to do. Little joke there, little icebreaker.
The Social Democrats are ready to open talks with your party, but we have some, red lines.
They sent Keane O'Callaghan to me. I was expecting someone a little more authority.
I am the deputy leader of the party and...
All right, step aside and let the grown-ups take over.
What makes you such a grown-up?
Because I don't look like a jogger who's about to burst into tears and I get
out. It's not fair.
Deputy Gannon, how are you?
Deputy Batchick.
You know I made Alan Kelly cry after my coup.
So what is it you wanted to talk about? Because I'm busy striving out there for society.
Well, first of all, Social Democrats, you're so very nearly socialist, but you're not quite there.
Yeah, says Labour, which rhymes with traitor.
Well, I would never use such far-right terminology.
But
that
you didn't mind using it when you got your marks from Fine Gael, did you?
Oh, 2011, the glory days. Well, Labour is back, Gary, and I've organised a bespoke cycling tour through Ballsbridge, followed by a sea swim and some hot chocolate in our dry robes to celebrate this marvellous, wonderful...
Glory days! You had 37 seats back then. Look at you now.
Well, look at you lot, celebrating like you've won the Champions Cup when really you're only playing with the EPCR Challenge Cup at best.
I don't know what that is. Why don't you give it to me in League of Ireland terms, like a proper socialist?
Well, if we're being honest, you stole my cutesy hipster offbeat election postering idea.
No. You stole my cutesy hipster offbeat election postering idea.
Look, the people have spoken here.
Yeah. Young voters came out to vote for us while their parents voted against them.
Yeah, you know, you'd think they would have talked about this before, you know, around the kitchen table, considering they all still share the same semi-detached family home at this stage.
That's true, but look, we don't need yous.
Hmm?
Holly Cairns got elected while giving birth. She's a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Analytics also found that her social media accounts were the most engaged of all the party leaders in this election.
Well, I expect Simon Harris will demand a recount there.
Ha ha. Born.
Look, simply said, the Social Democrats are too inexperienced to be leaders of the left. You look like rabbits caught in headlights every time you're about to announce a new policy.
Did somebody say Pat Rabbit?
No, I just said rabbit.
Close enough for me.
Why did someone let Pat Rabbit back out again?
Well, isn't that the sort of thing you tend to do in an election?
Oh, well, that now really isn't helpful.
All right, listen to me. We just don't want to be another mudguard for the big boys in government.
However, if you were to cooperate with Labour, you could be rotating mudguards.
Now, that's democracy in action.
We want to make a real difference.
I can assure you that my pension is very different after 5 years of governing as Minister for Dahany and Nesbitt's.
Please do consider it, Gary.
Look, we might, but we need 2/3 of our party to agree to any coalition agreement.
What?
So I'll have to run it by them force.
For goodness sake, why didn't you say so at the start?
Yes, that's like entering negotiations with a massive not for sale sign stamped on your head.
What?
Okay, let's go.
What's going on?
There's an old saying I enjoy.
Oh yes, it's good.
That if you want anything to be sold out,
yeah,
you just have to do it yourself.
Quite.
Well, hello, the coverage starts here as the Late Late Show begins hours of overanalyzing an exit poll that will no doubt prove to be amazingly wrong. And let's reveal it now. Wow, look at that amazing, confusing mess of numbers. It makes me glad I don't live here. Whoops.
Hello there, and a very good morning to you. I'm sitting down comfortably after my exhausting debate moderating 3 litres with help. While we've made Katie Hannon stand over there beside a giant screen thing that we'll never show you.
Are we on? Oh, hello, Miriam. Yeah.
I mean, it could have been an iPad, but we like to make everything as difficult as possible for poor Katie.
Okay. Sorry, now the voice in my ear tells me we're going to talk through graphics on 14 different counts at the same time. Ah, lads, I had to do 10 litres on my own and without a Sarah Mac. Where is she?
Oh, she's been banished to radio, the poor thing. And if you need any tips, Katie,
what?
I'll be over here looking amazing.
Okay.
For hours
okay.
upon
okay.
hours.
Okay.
Welcome back. It's 5:30 crazy o'clock. Bertie Ahern is in studio because he's a brilliant expert on elections, Bertie.
I'm munching the numbers here, and I think Jerry the Hunk Much. Sorry, Jerry the Monkey Hatch.
Hutch.
He's going to get a seat from Sherlock once Watson's transfers are done and crusted, and you can take that to the.
Okay, thank you, Bertie Ahern, who's calling it like it isn't. To be live here from the News Talk Election Centre, which is just the usual studio, but with Terry Prone, who is prone.
I'm so tired from trying to make my face move, I had to lie down, Pat.
What do you make of the fuchsia question, Terry?
What?
The disgraceful episode where Miriam O'Callaghan refused to change her jacket, which clashed so horribly with Mary Lou's in the debate.
I never heard that.
Yes, okay, yeah, hello, voice in my ear. Could someone get me a coffee, please? I'm parched here.
No coffee for Katie. You've no desk over there, hon. Just keep going. I'll be here till 2 a.m. There's no way I'm leaving this spot, not even to use the loo.
What?
You never know when a Mary Regan will just hop into your chair.
A chair? I didn't even get one. I'll have bunions by midnight. Anyway, the voice in my ear says we're going to a count centre now. Okay.
Yes, to our lovely reporters you'll never see for another 5 years. They'll be in a shed built with grants, sweating on an ugly live feed that looks like it's been lit by a naked bulb.
Okay, right, we're going. Okay, right.
Right, Leo Varadkar is in the RDS. Good afternoon to you.
Sup, Claire. When I heard it was going badly, I thought I'd show up to loll at the death of Brat Summer Simon's new energy.
Is this a bad day for your party?
Oh, well, I couldn't care less. I mean, I'm free now, just like you are from Noel Kelly. Congrats, BTW.
Moving on. Simon Harris is set to win more seats than you did.
Well, duh. It's a bigger doll. And he's going to have even worse turf munchers than I was saddled with. Wow, it feels so good to be free. Enjoy it, Claire B, you ledge bag S. Oh, and I love that dig you gave Miriam.
Well, seriously, just how long has she been doing primetime?
Oh, wow.
I'm working late, cos I'm a legend. OK, it's over to Katie, who's joined behind her oversized computer by Gary Murphy.
Right, Gary, what are we looking at here?
Well, clearly it says error 404 not found, so I...
Sorry, wait just a second, Gary. The person in my ear is saying...
Some sort of malfunction, I would imagine.
Sorry, no, OK.
Will I try to fill the air, or...?
No, it's better to have long, awkward silences.
Right.
Do you need any help, Katie?
No, okay.
Well, it's 2 a.m, counts are adjourned, and Cavan Monaghan haven't returned anything yet. I should have gone up there and done it myself. Barry?
I'm using coffee cup lids to keep my eyes open here, Claire, and I see Professor Michael Gallagher has turned 92 years of age in the corner there.
Well, what's becoming very clear to me is that the Fianna Fáil party are going to have the most seats. And another thing to note here is that I could come into studio far more often than I do.
No, you're just the twice a decade guy, thanks, Michael.
Oh.
Coming up.
And so we're in the early hours. I'm still going, still looking amazing. And Ivan Yates and Kieran Mullooly remain on with us, waffling away while we're interrupted by Cant Centre priestly voices. It's kind of like the worst after sesh ever. Let's call it a night, so, before Ivan makes another ropey prediction.
You can mark my words. Hutch will be the kingmaker.
Well, I certainly don't agree with that sort of analogy.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think I'm right.
You're so funny,
most of the time, 30% of the time.
Good tidings, I'm Dobbo with my retirement election diary. I've hung up the microphone, but not the bottle of gin. So election 24 happened all over the country, and its trousers. And for the first time since they broke everything, Fianna Fáil finished first.
What are the voters thinking? Ah yes, this young Mihal fellow seems like the best man to fix the housing disaster. The frowny relic who's overseen not one but two housing crises already. It's the cork effect, isn't it? Roy Keane is a sour man regarded as fun, only because of his silly voice. They're both proof that you can stick a high-pitched accent on a grousy donkey and they'd seem cuddly. I also blame the media. The minute RTE led the rehabilitation of Bertie Ahern, I knew Fianna Fáil would waddle back to the top. They've had him on air every time some half-Nordy or Randy Royal died. I bet he gets text alerts from RIP.ie. And they don't mention that he's the crash tiche dummy anymore, do they? Or the damned indemnity he signed for the religious orders. He'll be in the Oras this time next year, I presume, gurning out at us and costing the state more than the tribunals that found all the skid marks in his closet. And there he was again on TV. Bloaty McBloatface got more coverage than the homeless figures, despite his word having all the value of a faith healer in an A&D unit. Elsewhere, Fine Gael knee-jerked into a November election because of a fear of spring. No, lads, it's not the date that matters. It's that you self-immolate when you stand still enough for us to see through your entitled, spad-made, empty personality brands. Even their antagonism towards Fianna Fáil was fake. In week one, pun intended, Helen McEntee said Mihal's economic pledges were back-of-the-matchbox stuff. It's a bit risky to mention matchboxes when you're the minister who nearly let Dublin burn to the ground, Helen. And the Shinners, who got a 5% electoral kneecapping because Mary Lou McDonald didn't understand her own housing policy about not owning the land under your house. They thought Irish people, who still think the Bull McCabe was right, would happily grasp the concept of not owning the field under their semi-D. It's like asking Offaly to give up jiving and check shirts. In conclusion, nobody won this election, but the rest of us lost it. The old papal parties remain in power forever, probably propped up by the poshest Labour peeps in history. A left-wing alternative remains drunk and disorderly, all of them locked in a never-ending game of Twister, tangled up and around each other, shouting about who farted before collapsing and knocking over a side table holding full glasses of Ireland's future. I vote for a double drum shambo. Put the gin on ice and Generation Rent on the boat. And go back to sleep, Ireland.